Nolte, Juries Are America's Only Trustworthy Institution. By John Nolte on December 10, 2021. Thank heaven for the jury system, the only remaining American institution we can still count on to do the right thing. As far as I'm concerned, juries are 4-0 in 4 of our most recent high-profile cases. And nothing's harder to get right than a high-profile case. Derek Chauvin, the degenerate cop who killed George Floyd. Guilty. Kyle Rittenhouse, the then 17-year-old who had no choice but to kill 2 men and wound another to save his own life. Not guilty. Travis McMichael, Gregory McMichael, and William Bryan, the 3 vigilantes who murdered Ahmaud Arbery. Guilty. Jussie Smollett, the super-privileged TV star who orchestrated a hate crime against himself. Guilty. The corrupt American establishment media, the left-wing Nazis who call themselves the FBI, the lunatic Democrat Party, the feckless GOP, the fascist ACLU, the venal public school system, the woke military, the woker CIA, the hyper-politicized scientific community, most especially the NIH and CDC, and on and on. Over the past decade or so, we have watched every American institution crumble under the weight of its own greed, corruption, and naked careerism. But the jury system, that still works. I'm not saying the jury system is perfect. Nothing's perfect. But when it doesn't work, that's usually the fault of a legal system engaged in corruption or some form of nullification. Why does the jury system still work? The answer is simple: juries are made up of everyday Americans who have one job, one goal. To get it right. What's the incentive to get it right? Well, as a juror, you risk having to live with the unthinkable, allowing the guilty to go unpunished. You also risk something even more unthinkable, punishing the innocent. Who wants to haul that bag of rocks around for the rest of their life? The jury system works because careerists are not allowed to participate. They're not even allowed in on the deliberations. In that room, after the lawyers and experts and cable news liars have all had their say, 12 citizens work in secrecy to get it right. No attorneys. No bureaucrats. No journalists. No stenographers. No one and nothing other than 12 people who have to live with it. People often talk about the end of America. This or that bill gets passed, this or that decision comes down from the Supreme Court, and people scream, "This is the end of America." You don't hear me say that. But you would if this country moved to what's known as professional juries, something the left trial balloons every now and again. Right now, everyday people with no incentive other than to get it right have the ultimate say in our criminal justice system. That is a beautiful thing. Those 12 decide who is guilty and who is not. And they do so alone, away from all the noise. Now imagine careerist jurors, people whose job it is to sit on juries, careerists paid by the government. That would be the end of America. Americans are a great people, most of us. We want to do the right thing. And even when the toxic banshees at CNN and the Washington Post and Democrat Party are calling for a head or demanding an acquittal, by and large, we go ahead and do the right thing. Unlike the media, politicians, and bureaucrats, we're not easy to corrupt. Why? Well, because, unlike the media and politicians and bureaucrats, we actually want to do the right thing. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.